That night I spent in a drizzling rain, digging into the ground with a handful of men, strung along through a tangle of underbrush while machine guns spit all about us. My battalion was withdrawn to reserve. For me it meant 6 days of weakening dysentery, and on the day I reported at Brig PC for duty, I could scarcely walk. November 19th, 1918. We are in a village of perhaps 3,000. The war affected these homes in the first place by the loss of sons, then by a tightening of food and supplies. Now we find apologies for having no matches, no candles or very few, limited sugar, petrol, and bread. And yet, what do I find? I arrive at a station at a cold November, 5 a.m. I find no transportation to take me to my destination, 12 kilometers away. I ask of the lady of a nearby house if I may step inside to wash and shave. More than welcome. Hot water and a clean towel on the instant, a clean basin and a new cake of soap. And for the trouble, a franc or two. Rien, monsieur. Absolument. And I must not leave until I have warmed myself at the fire and taken a cup of coffee prepared by the lady, though I have just had breakfast. This gratitude is real. A French captain, a brigade commander, is entitled to a French officer attached, and our last one was killed by a well-directed shell. His replacement joined our staff this evening. He remarked that upon America's entry into the war, France expected money and supplies, but not men. Then came men, but France was still skeptical. And then came fighting, and the news began to spread. We had fighters. And let's follow on. Came Chateau Thierry, came Saint-Mihiel, came the Argonne. America had achieved. It is worth all we have endured. November 24th, 1918. Now that the papers have published that the 78th and 79th fought side by side in the Argonne, surely there can be no harm in my mentioning names of places. Look for your map of France and find the Argonne. Then think of a thick wood, of a fog which grows thick so you can hardly see, of unimproved roads flowing with water, of wet feet and stuck transport. Look at the towns directly north of the Argonne. Get their names from the newspapers. If your map is of large enough scale, look for a place of woods, just a small neck east of Grand Pré. I was there, and how I came out of there, only heaven knows. Love, son. Personal finance. Yes, you still need an estate plan. $11,200. That's a big number. When last year's Tax Cuts and Jobs Act was in the works, there was a lot of hoopla surrounding the potential elimination of the estate tax. While it didn't happen, the basic individual exclusion was doubled to more than $11 million, over $22 million for a couple, making estate tax an issue for very few families. In fact, the Tax Policy Center estimated that only 5,000 of the approximately 2.7 million people who died in 2017 paid estate tax, and that was under the old, more stringent rules. All that might have you thinking, honey, we can cancel our appointment with the estate planning attorney. Before you pick up the phone, here are 6 good reasons to keep that meeting on your calendar. You want to decide who will make decisions for you. A lot of estate planning is focused on what happens to your stuff, personal property, investments, real estate, etc., when you're gone. However, it's also important to put a decision-making framework in place. In other words, you need a power of attorney to name your agent, and perhaps a backup or two, if you're unable to manage your finances. You can discuss how and when it's done with your attorney. You get to call the shots on your health care. Same concept. Different area. While you're at it, you can lay out your wishes for what should happen or not happen if you're terminally ill. Quiz your attorney on any nuances that pertain to your state. You can minimize the effects of probate, the process of administering your estate. Over the years, I've worked with a lot of folks interested in avoiding the time, money, and public nature of the probate process. Whether that leads you to establish a revocable living trust, strategically utilize beneficiary designations and deeds, or start a robust gifting program, it's a great topic to discuss with your attorney, no matter the size of your estate. You'll make it easier on your loved ones. Avoiding unnecessary taxes isn't the only benefit of a good plan. By spending a little time, and perhaps money, now, you'll help your family avoid added expenses later. You're concerned that things could get complicated. Maybe you're worried about one of your kids or grandkids blowing through their inheritance. Or this could be your second marriage, and if something happens to you, you want to take care of your new spouse while also providing for your kids from your first marriage. These are all situations that can be taken care of through an appropriately crafted estate plan. You want to promote peace instead of conflict. In my experience, when a family member passes, it's a ripe time for pent-up frustrations to boil over into a full-blown family feud. Do your best to mitigate this by leaving clear guidance regarding your wishes and desires. Sure, $11.2 million may be a big number, but it's not big enough to keep you from getting your affairs in order. J.J. Montanaro is a certified financial planner with USAA, the American Legion's preferred provider of financial services. Submit questions for him online, www.legion.org/USAA/focus-on-finances. Technology. Spider-Man. Scientists at the Air Force Research Laboratory, AFRL, and Purdue University are exploring the properties of spider silk in hopes of engineering lighter, stronger battlefield gear. Military.com reports, these new synthetic materials would be stronger than Kevlar and would likely be used for body armor and possibly parachutes. Understanding natural silk will enable us to engineer multifunctional fibers with exponential possibilities, said Augustine Urbas, an AFRL researcher. The ultra-strong fibers outperform the mechanical characteristics of many synthetic materials as well as steel. Estimates indicate that while artificial spider silk may initially cost twice as much as Kevlar, the product's minimal weight, incredible strength and elasticity, and potential adaptability for other needs are characteristics that enhance its saleability, a DoD media release explained.